This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A bill to prevent the U.S. government from defaulting on its debts passed the Republican-controlled House of Representatives Wednesday night. The bill is a compromise deal reached between U.S. President Joe Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports that in the Senate, Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Republican Leader Mitch McConnell are working for passage of that debt ceiling package by week's end.
Schumer is warning that there's no room for error. Senators who have remained largely on the sidelines during much of the negotiations are insisting on amendments to reshape the package. But lawmakers are running out of time, and making any changes at this stage seems unlikely.
The package suspends the government's current $31 trillion debt ceiling for the next 2 years, while keeping federal spending flat through 2024. Ukraine's president took his request for more arms and support to a meeting of the European political community in Moldova. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky also told a summit of some 50 European leaders in Moldova that his country needed a clear invitation to NATO.
Every European country that borders Russia and that does not want Russia to tear it apart should be a full member of the EU and NATO.
The meeting of the Pan-Continental EPC, which embraces all European nations other than Russia and Belarus, gathered the heads of state and government from 47 countries. The event seeks to quell regional conflicts and shore up unity in the face of Russia's war. It focused on countries south and east as the region has reached a turning point with Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said on Thursday that